Good morning, everyone, and happy Christmas tide. Like Father, as Father Aaron said, I'm Deacon Kai too. Beginning this weekend, I am assigned to this parish until next June, and I've only been a deacon for 2 months, and it's been a time of such great blessing. And I was talking to Father Aaron the other day. He shared with me that he doesn't like spicy food, but I do. And I was just telling him how much I eat spicy, and he said that I was, I was crazy, yeah, which I admit I am. But so if you also like spicy food and would like to help me put on a few pounds, you know where I live. I look forward to getting to know you all and to begin my time here at this parish. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family, and I think it is the right celebration for us to answer the following question. The season of Advent is over, and we just celebrated the birth of Christ. Now what? By understanding today's feast, we can continue to celebrate the mystery of the Incarnation within our daily lives. And so the Feast of the Holy Family honors Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as the holiest of families, and therefore serves as a model for all Christian families. They were holy because they placed God at the center, loved and sacrificed for one another, and radiated that love through the mission of the Word incarnate. Today, now more than ever, the family is under attack. The church teaches that the family is the basic unit of the social fabric of society. In a created order, God established marriage and family as the building block of human society. It is where our faith is handed on, nourished, and lived. The devil knows that to destroy society, he must start with the family. If you destroy the family, you destroy the society. If the devil can convince us that we can live without the graces of the sacrament of marriage, he knows that the society will begin to collapse. This Feast of the Holy Family today reminds us that holy marriages and families are a necessary part of our society. And no matter what our own family structure looks like, we can look toward the Holy Family for guidance. I wouldn't consider my own family to be normal. My dad lived in another country for 10 years shortly after I was born so he could provide for us. I didn't see him again until we moved here to the United States. And after moving here, we had many difficulties with adjusting to this new life here. 2 weeks ago in Mexico City, I visited an all-girls orphanage run by religious sisters. During the visit, I was heartbroken and filled with deep empathy when I heard about each of their stories and the tragic and unimaginable traumas they went through. These experiences remind me that we need the Holy Family in our lives now more than ever. So let us ask ourselves, what can I do to help my family reflect the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph? How can I be a better son, daughter, wife, mother, or dad? As children, we reflect Jesus when we strive to obey and love our parents. In fact, God commands us to honor our parents. It is one of the Ten Commandments. The first reading tells us that whoever reveres his father will live a long life. He who obeys his father brings comfort to his mother. As a wife, you can ponder and meditate on Mary, who placed Christ at the center of marriage, and ask her to walk beside you to obtain from God the many graces for your vocation. Just as Mary supported Joseph in his role as the head of the family, you too can offer the many simple yet profound gifts of offering your whole self through patience, undivided attention, and joy. As a mother, you can look toward Mary, who took the courage to say yes to God in his plan to send our Savior through her. A yes that she continued to live out every day in the ordinary. As a husband, you are called to look toward Joseph, the man chosen to reflect God the Father and to be the earthly model, role model for Jesus. His life was of profound responsibility and quiet strength, bearing the weight of protecting his family. Joseph shows us that being the head of the family is not a position of power, but a call to humble service. Like Joseph, you are invited to listen for God's guidance amidst the noise of the world, leading your family back to Christ and finding your strength in the graces of the sacrament that binds you together. Finally, we must ask, are there conflicts in my family? Are there any unresolved tensions that need to be addressed? Is there a need for reconciliation, which will require patience and forgiveness? When I was a hospital chaplain 2 summers ago in Bloomington, I met an elderly woman with a terminal illness. She shared with me that she was very lonely and that her children refused to talk to her. I offered to visit her a few times, and one of the visits, I learned that there was an unresolved conflict within the family many, many years ago, which was worsened through stubbornness and pride. As I sat with her, I asked myself, what would her family look like if they chose forgiveness over resentment, humility over pride, love over hate? Certainly, I don't want to dismiss all the complexities present in each family, as was the case with the lady in the hospital. But still, as Christians, aren't we all called to rely on God's grace to seek reconciliation? Do we not say that every Mass, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us? God sent his only Son to offer himself on the cross so that we can be reconciled with the Father and with each other. So today, my brothers and sisters, let us look toward the Holy Family and ask for their intercession, so that the love of God will come to our families to unite us and to build us up in joy and love. May the Eucharist we receive today strengthen us to live out the virtues in our homes, and may our families truly become a place where God is always at the center and where his mercy is always found. Amen.